Unit 3, Lesson 4, The Blue Revolution. The population of the world is increasing rapidly. By 2020, there could be 7.5 billion people on Earth. Will there be enough food for all these people, or will we have a food shortage? Some scientists think fish farming could solve this problem. However, other scientists worry that fish farming could cause serious environmental problems. Fish farming is not a new thing. There were fish farms in China 3,000 years ago. Today, about one-third of the fish we eat comes from fish farms. Most fish farms raise plant-eating fish. Popular kinds of plant-eating fish are carp, tilapia, and catfish. Unfortunately, many fish farms are starting to raise meat-eating fish. A popular type of meat-eating fish is salmon. These meat-eating fish live on processed food made from wild fish. However, it takes up to 5 tons of wild fish to produce just 1 ton of farm-raised salmon. The supply of wild fish is already decreasing. Eventually, many types of wild fish could become extinct. What will we do then? Critics of fish farming also say that farm-raised fish is unhealthy for humans. They say the fish contains dangerous chemicals. They also criticize fish farming because it pollutes the water. Another criticism is that farm-raised fish can spread diseases to wild fish. Some people say that the farming methods being used now won't produce enough fish anyway. Instead of putting fish farms in lakes or near the coast, they say that the fish farms should be moved far out into the ocean. Several countries are already experimenting with deep ocean farms. In the future, fish farms might be large cages that move across the ocean. Like most things, there is both a good and a bad side to fish farming. Fish farming may help to feed millions of people. At the same time, however, fish farming may damage the environment.